Simon & Schuster Audio presents What the Chicken Knows, a new appreciation of the world's most familiar bird, by Cy Montgomery, read by the author.
For Gretchen Vogel Morin, who gave us our first flock. Introduction. Imagine. You are lying on the ground, once again attempting to fix the ancient riding lawnmower you inherited from your home's previous owner. Just beyond the narrow space between the grass and the machine's metal undercarriage, movement catches your eye. Scaly, reptilian yellow feet, heavily armed with long pointed claws, and just above the toes, curved, knife-sharp spurs, are purposefully striding toward you at face level. It feels like that scene from Jurassic Park, where the humans are hiding from the hunting velociraptor, an animal from which, in fact, your avian assailant is descended. You have been detected. The ominous feet hurry now, pounding the ground in a frenzy. There is no mistaking it. This is a rooster on a rampage, the bane of many an otherwise peaceful barnyard. Unless you're on the receiving end of those spurs, it may look, at least to others, hilarious. A 2-foot-tall bird, mostly made of air, weighing only 6 pounds, can easily scare a 150-pound, 6-foot-tall human being into running away. But an angry rooster can draw blood. What should you do? Years ago, my husband joined the ranks of the many backyard chicken farmers, their kids, and their visitors who have been unexpectedly confronted with this very dilemma. His quite reasonable reaction was, like most of our poultry-keeping colleagues, to spring to his feet and hastily get out of the way. But now, many years later, my neighbor, Ashley Nagley, suggests a different course of action, one that is staggeringly counterintuitive. In this situation, it's best, she insists, to pick them up. What? Cuddle them, she continues. Talk to them in a soft voice. Do your chores while you're holding them close. Watch out for the beak, she advises.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?